USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Don't forget the three W's. Alex Azar, Secretary of Health and Human Services, tells NBC's Meet the Press, winter and COVID-19, not a good mix.
Cases are increasing, and we're seeing this happen because we're getting colder weather, and we're losing that natural social distancing that happens from being out of doors, and people are getting tired. The American people have given so much. We're seeing mitigation fatigue right now. My message to the American people, please practice those three W's. Wash your hands, watch your distance, wear your face coverings when you can't watch your distance.
Dr. Janet Nesheiwat reminds Fox News we need to stay vigilant.
It is critical more than ever to heed the guidelines, so that in certain areas where we're seeing these outbreaks and these surges, that we can regain control and maintain control of these areas where we're seeing the spikes.
There is no cure for the coronavirus at this time. USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow. Made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better, or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
A star of the silver screen has died. USA Radio Network's Wyatt Cox has more.
Rhonda Fleming, the red-haired actress who became a popular sex symbol in Hollywood westerns, film noir, and adventure movies of the 1940s and 50s, died on Wednesday in Santa Monica, California. She was 97. Her death in a hospital was confirmed Friday by Carla Sapone, her longtime assistant. Among her many screen roles, a beautiful Arthurian princess in the 1949 Bing Crosby musical version of Mark Twain's novel A Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court, a gambler and the love interest of Wyatt Earp, played by Burke Lancaster in the 1957 Western Gunfight at the O.K. Corral, and as an amorous duchess in Bob Hope's 1949 comedy The Great Lover. In the early 1960s, she turned almost exclusively to acting on television, where she was active until the mid-1970s. I'm Wyatt Cox.
USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The president was campaigning in Macon, Georgia Friday.
Normal life like we had 7 months ago. We don't want any. We want a normal life. That'll resume. And next year will be one of the greatest years economically in the history of our country, because that's where we're going.
President Trump spent the night in Las Vegas on Saturday night. How were those town halls? USA Radio News' Tim Berg weighs in.
Instead of debating in person on Thursday night, President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden held competing town halls on different networks in different cities. The president spending a portion of his time discussing the coronavirus and the upcoming election on NBC in Miami. Meanwhile, in Philadelphia, Biden covered a number of subjects on ABC, including fracking, the Supreme Court, and the 1994 crime bill. As far as how both candidates were treated, former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer says,
I spent 21 years in Washington as a press secretary, and I've always known Republicans have an uphill fight. Democrats get softball questions, Republicans get hardball questions. But then Donald Trump came along, and anything I thought was hard, it's almost impossible for Trump. The bias of the media and the way they come at him, I watched the ABC town hall because I wanted to see how biased it might be. I wanted to see the type of questions the audience was asking. I can tell you this because I watched a little bit of Savannah during commercials. She interrupted Donald Trump more in 60 seconds than George Stephanopoulos did to Joe Biden in 60 minutes.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.